the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday afternoon here in Coral Springs, Florida. We have a tornado warning going on and all that. Hail, brimstone, fire are falling from the skies. And the magnetic poles are going to shift, and we can all be tossed into the universe. Anyway, Mr. Peter Leonard's here today.
We needed the rain.
And Elgin David.
I almost drowned on the way over
here. I hate that expression. Me too, man.
Hey, you short guys, when it rains, have a real issue.
Look, I am
soaked. Oh, yeah,
soaked,
look at
man. I am soaked.
Pete's pants are soaked to the knee.
Now, do you have an umbrella in the car? Do you keep an umbrella?
Yes. It's in your garage right now.
Yeah, I mean, I keep an umbrella.
Of course.
You got to have an umbrella for this time here in Florida, especially.
You got mine right
it's usually
here.
In the trunk, you know.
It's cool. It looks like a samurai sword.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. And you got to have a rain jacket.
Yeah.
I keep a rain jacket in my back seat.
You do?
Yeah.
I have one. I have a Marlins.
That's a good idea.
Got about 9 hats. One of those big hats. You
know. But it hasn't rained in a long time.
It's been over 3 months where it's really rained like this. This is unbelievable.
By the way, Bobby Collins is watching. Thanks for watching. And
hey, Bobby.
Great comedy legend. Of course, my buddy Robert Elmstead, nicknamed Galaxy because he thought the world of himself. We had our alumni game this weekend, which I played, and I'm still recovering from. I haven't seen Robert in a long time, so it was really cool.
Is that where this came from, this NSU shark right here?
Yeah, well, they mailed it to me
prior
to that. I thought I'd put it up since it was alumni week.
Right, right.
And, you know, got to play soccer. It was
How'd
great.
You do?
I did all right. Well, I mentioned it yesterday on the show. I was in the goal for a little bit. We played 5-1, and I'm in the goal. And the guy took a shot. It was coming pretty low and hard, like bouncing. And I was normally a routine ball for somebody like myself in my day. But it hit my belly and my arms, went through my arms and then through my legs and in the goal. And it was at that moment I said to myself, why the hell did I come out here and play? And my buddy Robert was sitting on the sidelines probably going, you dumbass, you should have watched the game instead of played in it. And so
did you cost the game with that goal?
No, that particular match we lost, it was like a tourney with 5-on-5.
Okay.
And but I made some big saves.
Really?
Like reflexive saves. Looked like Wonder Woman in the latter part of it, you know.
A 5-on-5, you play half a field? Is that how that works?
It's like a smaller field.
Oh, smaller field?
I don't know how if it's half of the dimensions of a normal field. Mm-hmm. See, I'm learning how to question. I was watching Mark Zuckerberg, which you're going to talk today about on the opening of the show, being questioned by those fucking doofus politicians.
Speaking about deflection.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he handled it well. I was watching. He's handling it really well, by the way.
Jewish. Sure.
Is that all it takes?
We don't crack under pressure.
No? So you've been, that's something we're going to talk about today, being questioned. When's the last time you've been questioned and how you handled it?
You're like Pesci, whatever it is. I worry about you, Henry. You're going to crack under pressure. Right?
Yeah.
You might crack under questioning or something.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I was sore, and you know, there was one moment where the guy put the ball. Oh, the most embarrassing moment besides that, though, I had to put these pink, you know, because we had the one team, one of the alumni with my team, which was a mix of alumni. We had both dark shirts on, so we had to wear those beanie things.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What are they called? Penny tops.
Something like that.
Whatever. Little things are different, and they were like pink, hot pink, and
wife beaters.
They're right, almost. And
right.
But the thing was. they're all set for like collegiate athletes. Because
mm-hmm.
the one I had must have been small because when they put it on me, it looked like a sports bra.
Did it tear?
It just barely went on.
That's terrible.
And I got it over my stomach, and here I am wearing all black and dark, and I have this pink, hot pink
crop top.
You know, like a sports bra running around my big titties.
They said he got lost. It was the 10K for breast cancer down the street. Sorry, buddy.
By the way, sorry for the quality of our video right now, which I can assure you is not my camera, but it is the feed from Facebook and our. I think we're going to be in the Wizard of Oz here pretty soon in Florida.
It's a crazy storm, man.
Tornado touchdown somewhere in Fort Lauderdale. Hopefully, blew away my ex-girlfriend.
Where's Toto? Under the table here.
So, any rate, that was something that happened. Mark, I got to watch Mark Zuckerberg being, you know, and the politicians are trying to drill the guy and everything.
How do you do?
He handled it great. He was like, "Yo, you want to take a break?" He's like, "No, this is no problem." It was pretty, you know, but that made me think
You've
about.
Never been to a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, well.
It's 3 hours.
Is that what it is?
Oh, sure, man. It's like,
and then, yeah.
It's nothing, but this is shit.
Yeah, at a bar mitzvah, Congress people are asking you questions about your company.
No, but the rabbi is. I mean,
all right, is he?
He's speaking in Hebrew, sure. For
oh, you got to go through all that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
You didn't get, you know,
you didn't get bar mitzvah?
No, no, no.
You didn't get, you're a Jewish, and you didn't get bar mitzvah. Now, the Jewish people look badly upon you now? If you say you've been.
What does that mean? Can you be buried in the Jewish cemetery?
Sure. Not with this tattoo I have, but, you know.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
He's got a tattoo that says tattoo. Yeah. It's great. No, but I mean, like, if you're amongst other Jewish people and they say, oh, you didn't.
Nah, there's some of them.
You weren't bar mitzvahs?
Nah.
How many? What's the average? Between Jewish people, how often do you think somebody's not bar mitzvahed? 10%, 14%?
Maybe 15 to 20%
of Jewish men are not bar mitzvahed?
Yeah, maybe. So that's an interesting question. I'm going to have to look that up.
Well,
that is a really good question.
Because you fit that category. You're one of these people.
Yeah. Now,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, I never got confirmation or communion or anything.
You didn't?
No?
No.
See, I did. I did communion and confirmation. We spoke in the past.
Right.
You know, I don't know if anybody's going to go, oh, really? You haven't? You know. Right. But I imagine a Jewish community, they're a little more, you know, particular about stuff like that.
As long as you're circumcised, they don't care.
Is that more important?
I think so.
Yeah?
Well, clearly.
So if you're in a conversation and say, Peter, have you been circumcised? And they say, no, I haven't. What?
Yeah.
Can you get buried in a Jewish prison? Can you get buried in a
Jewish
cemetery? can you get buried in a Jewish cemetery if you haven't been circumcised?
I don't know.
That's how about the women?
Question. They're not circumcised.
Yeah, just wondering. Getting back to the questioned, you know, when's the last time you were questioned? Like, you know, important, like, oh my God, like an interview or, when's the last time you had to deal with questions or being questioned?
Like, what's the last time you were, like, under pressure?
Right. Like, in other words,
Of the last time anyone's, like, in a hot seat, per se, you know?
I had some interviews recently,
right.
But, you know, before that, you know, maybe court, you know, 1978.
Right. Like, when you had job interviews, so they ask you questions like, so tell us, why is a good reason we should hire Peter Leonard?
Right. They said, you know, one guy asked me, what's your worst character trait? I said, I think I'm too honest. He said, I think that's a good character trait. I said, I don't give a fuck what you think. So I didn't get that job.
By the way, our friend Chris Priester says, Pete is an imitation Jew. Mark Piccaroni says you can eat bacon. That's good.
I do eat bacon. I eat pork chops. I eat ribs. I don't have a pork thing, man. I'm not that. That's a real religious Jew.
Yeah, but so if you get mitzvahed, you can't eat bacon.
If you get if you get bar mitzvahed, you can do.
Because I've seen pigs and blankets at the parties all the time.
Oh, yeah. Of course, man.
They're eating that shit.
They're kosher.
Kosher dogs. They're beef franks.
Correct.
So what does that mean again? It's got to be blessed by a rabbi.
No, the cow has to be circumcised.
Doesn't a grill has to be blessed?
No, it has to be blessed while they're so nicely slashing the cow's throat. They say a blessing. Sorry, we're killing you. You know how we prepare chicken? You're gonna die. But that's it. You know, it's not a big deal. They just have a rabbi there. He's got to be able to every like kosher kitchen. There's a rabbi there.
All right.
They have to stand by and
he's is he wearing a rabbi outfit? Or is he wearing attire for
sure
a kitchen?
He's got his tzitzis on. No. He's got the yarmulke on.
Yeah, he's got the black outfit while everybody's wearing the white like kitchen attire.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right.
Chris Priester says, Peter is black. Take that mask off.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Priester, right. How's my boy, man? We had a great time with you.
By the way, him and I are going to be at the Palm Beach Improv tomorrow night for a charity event. He's hosting on the feature, and Mike Panzeca is the headliner.
Wow. That's awesome.
Palm Beach, so that's going to be fun tomorrow. He asked me if he gets paid. I said, no, it goes to me. By the way, we Chris and I are going to be at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, co-headlining in June, the 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Yeah.
And I still got to get the rental car, buddy. So I don't know. I mean, the last time, like you mentioned that, I think back to like interviews when one of the questions I always ask, like, well, why don't you tell me something about yourself or like an attribute of you that you really wish you can change, like the weakest, like one of the, which is your weakest link,
right?
As you, and I said, well, if I did have one, I would probably be telling you what it is.
Yeah.
Right, I'm not gonna tell you.
I think it's stealing. I have a really bad problem with stealing, embezzlement.
You know? I got a problem. I seem to have a habit of banging my boss's wives.
Right, exactly. You know?
Like, I procrastinate. I'm always late.
Yeah.
And I don't work very hard.
Right.
Yeah.
But you should still pick me because I need a paycheck.
You know what I really do that pisses me off? I forget to zip the rest of the bag of my Coke before I put it in my pocket.
You ever do that?
Yeah, you ever do that? It sucks. And then when you wash your clothes, it's all ruined. Mm. What? My interview's over. I mean, you got to be able to, maintaining composure is huge. Like some people wear their face or their emotions on their face when you ask them questions. You can just tell. You don't have to get an answer just because you can, you know, like, oh, by the way, where were you at on Sunday night at 4 o'clock? You know, I mean, right then, you know what I mean? There's something going on.
Some people have no poker face.
They don't have a poker face.
You can read them real easy.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's like. It's like, you know, you ever have like an ex-girlfriend or somebody that remembered to have a really great memory? And they're like, when's the last time you saw your friend Bill? Fuck, I haven't seen, really? I thought you hung out with him 2 weeks ago. Oh, that Bill. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Get those questions.
She's probably taking notes over there.
Yeah, man. That always makes you nervous when the girl, it's like keeping a log of your conversations.
No, I love when a chick says, do you remember when we went to that concert in college and you had this ability to do this, and you go, no, I have no fuck. Come on, there was the first time you said I love it. I said, come on, no, I don't remember. Oh, please, you know, I hate that,
right?
It's like, you know, you've had that shit happen. You ever have somebody say,
of course,
and it's like, oh, fuck, I don't remember. I've had people walk up to me and say, hey, it's great, how you doing, Peter? And I have no idea who the fuck they
are, but
man.
You go along with
it. I can't stand it, yeah. And I've even had, like, if a person I'm with and I see somebody, I go, oh, my God, I think that's somebody that knows me, and they're looking at me, and they just whisper to someone, do me a favor, introduce yourself quickly so I get their name.
You have to do that?
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah. You do?
I'm like, you say hi first so then I can hear what their name is.
Right. And then I'm just like, pretend I'm not listening, and they go.
Or you have that awkward pause when you're like, hey, John, yeah. Hey, John, it's John, Bill. You
right,
know.
Oh, God.
Especially like comedy events or something when my wife's with me, it's like people roll up and like, hey, you know, you got to introduce them to your wife.
Yeah.
You're like, hi.
Or exactly. You just you introduce your wife or your girlfriend and then let them say, hi, my name is, and then they say, well, I'm this, and then you're hearing.
But you got to play like.
Sometimes it works.
You got to do that thing like, have you guys ever met? You know what I mean? It's like, you open that box, and then, you know, usually the dude, if he's cool, and not an asshole and can tell that you're fucking, you forgot. They'll like, I'm John, Doug's good friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if he was Peter, he'd say, I'm Peter, Dougie's good friend that he never remembers my name.
Yep.
Right? How many times have you been at my house for Thanksgiving?
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what's up, pal? What's up, friend?
I always say, guy. When's the last time I saw you? And maybe that triggers that they say, well, I saw you at your last gig. And you go, oh, that's fucking so-and-so, so-and-so. Mm. You know, I need sometimes something to trigger that memory, you know?
Well, I wrote a new joke. Like, I've always been good with faces,
which
is true. Like, I'm bad with names. I've always been bad with names.
Right.
But faces, I remember we met at the fucking softball game. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so-and-so's brother. That guy used to always buy fireworks. You know, you remember that shit.
Right.
Right? But when it came to name, but now I'm getting old, and I have so many faces in my collective memory.
Mm-hmm.
That they're all blending together, and I can't remember anything.
Mm.
So now I'm like, I stare at people like, like I think I know them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and then now I have a lot of gay guys hitting on me.
Right.
It's like, hey, what are you looking at? Don't I remember you from like? Did your brother buy fireworks? you know, I don't know, but it doesn't matter anymore.
Needs work.
People. Thanks, Peter.
No, I'm just
the guy who hates criticism. any rate, so, like I said, it's in the work. People care, but like you care about that. If somebody doesn't remember you,
absolutely.
You get mad.
Absolutely, fuck.
Do people get mad? Like, is it right for somebody to get mad if you just don't remember their name at this moment?
My father alone, he's had Alzheimer's. I walked up to him and I got angry. They didn't know who I was.
He didn't remember.
Yeah,
right.
Mad,
unbelievable, man. Easter was fun though. I went to the Alzheimer's Center and we all went outside, It was really nice, though, man. We hit a bunch of eggs, waited 10 minutes, and then they went to look for him. It was really a beautiful day. Weather was nice.
What? Nothing. Just thinking about shit.
Thinking about shit. Well, I don't even care. My name is so weird. People always forget my name, so it doesn't bother me anymore. People forget my name like immediately after I tell them my name.
I would think. Well, that's the thing. But I would
think it's not like a David or a Peter or a Michael.
Once somebody knows you, they would remember your name because it's that distinctive.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm never gonna remember. I'm never gonna forget Elgin now.
Yeah.
Right. We could be apart after years not seeing each other for a long time, right? And I could be like Elgin.
I called him the wrong name for 6 months. I will tell you what's worse.
You called him Elfin.
Elroy.
Yeah.
I went to, I moved to this new community, and I go to the pool a lot.
What's up, Larry?
So what happens is,
Larry's watching.
You go to hey, buddy. You go to the pool, and there's 30 people who hang at the pool every day. Now, you're the new person. They only have to learn one name.
Of course.
I got to learn 30 names.
Right.
So I explained to people that I've got ADD, that I don't remember
small
shit.
Penis.
And I'll have to, if I don't be offended if I ask you your name
right.
Like nine times until I
I don't think people should get offended. Like, I think there's times where I'm sitting there like, I'm sorry. You have to ask, I'm sorry. I'm not recalling your name right now. Like, you don't want to go, sorry, I don't remember you. Right? You don't want to use that kind of verbiage. You don't say, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time recalling your name at the moment.
Yeah. I put name tags. I had name tags once.
Yeah.
At my birthday party, my 50th, because I wanted people to be able to address people by name, and I thought it was the coolest thing. People go, what are you doing? I go, here. I had birthday boy, and then everybody else, I had made them write their name.
It's so funny. He thinks that he did it so that they can learn each other's name, but he did it for himself.
Yeah.
So he would fucking, he's like, I don't know these people.
I was so drunk.
I didn't even know I had friends.
Matter of fact, like in the
I
next,
to make sure they paid.
In the next like class reunion, we had our 30th reunion not too long ago, and there was a lot of people I didn't recognize. You know what I mean? Like, there's some people. So if there's another one going forward, they got to put our pictures of us when we were in high school on your shirt.
Yeah,
right. That, you know what I mean? You got to wear like a little name tag with your graduation photo. On
I called somebody the wrong name at my high school reunion. Oh
did
yeah.
You?
I went up to him and I was like, hey, what's up? And he's like, no, I'm this guy.
Someone else.
Oh, my bad, dude.
I don't know why people get mad at that.
And that was the
man.
Principal.
I don't know why people get mad at that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, if they can remember where or who, your name is one thing, but if you can remember who they were, I remember, you were that,
Well, the thing is, I remembered who he was after the point.
Right.
But it was already too late. Like, he was already like, mad about it.
Yeah.
Like, people do get upset when you
they
don't
do.
Know their
especially
name.
If they remember you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
And it's worse.
He knew you. He didn't, because you're memorable, but this is a fucking guy that you couldn't give a shit about.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? It's like a reality thing. Like,
right.
I've had people say that before. Like, oh, especially at a show or something, right? When you're the, and then you're like, oh, I don't expect you to remember me. I mean, I'm not, I'm not the famous one.
Well, I have people who come up to me sometimes because I used to like host trivia years and years ago for like 5 years long. But then I'll see somebody who they'll remember me as the host of the game that used to come to every week. But you were that one guy who sat at that one table with that one team with the funny name. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey, like I feel bad.
Collectively try to remember all that.
Oh, you're both performers and people walk up to you, hey, I saw you at that, and you don't, we talked about, okay, good. I meet 1,000 people a day,
Look at you, Mr. Big Shot.
I'm referring to you, not me.
That's what people do. They look at you to go, look at you, Mr. Big Shot.
I don't remember your names.
And you know what? Sometimes I don't mind taking that. I'm like, yeah, I don't remember every fucking buddy. Look here.
Right.
I meet a lot of people, So be fucking happy. I'm smart. But you have to do that. When people go, hey, what's up? You're like, hey, what's going on? And I love when they ask you, who I am, right? And you're like, yeah, of course. And you don't know who the fuck they are.
Yeah, from that.
I go, listen, I forget you?
You're that human being guy.
How's everything going? Good? Yeah. You're saying.
You're that dude.
Yeah, how was that sodomy charge? You ever get off that sodomy charge?
I mean, I hate when people do that because then, because I'm at that age now where I'll forget trying to be nice and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you don't remember who I am? No, I don't fucking know who you are, dude. I'm sorry. Is that all right?
Next time, just be like, yeah, don't you owe me money? they won't talk.
Do you owe me money? No, I don't. Right. Well, fuck, then it doesn't matter.
You borrow $20 from me.
Yeah. You don't remember, by the way. Nikki
Salvante
Crespo says hi to Peter.
Oh, hey, speaking of money, I'm still not working. I told you guys last week about that when I had that shitty meal at Pollo Tropical.
Right.
And I dialed the 800 and I Got all these coupons. Well, I've been doing it all week. And I got like a thousand from all these different restaurants. But I got an even better one, man. This is the best.
So you have now, you run out of coupons?
No. Wait. Now, you know what I do? Whenever I go to a two-for-one sale at a grocery store, right. I bought a whole bunch of stuff, two-for-one.
Right.
Then you wait till it goes off sale, and then you return one of the items.
Yeah.
And they got to give you the money for it.
No way.
Yes, they do.
They do this with cabbage and lettuce and shit that you buy?
No, cans of things. No.
Oh, my God. This is your new scam.
Yeah, it's great.
This is great.
It's awesome.
So you have coupons from Pollo Tropical, Wendy's, Arby's.
No, I go big. Arby's. Come on. You know, Olive Garden.
So what do you do?
Red
you
Lobster.
Call in. You call in and you say, oh, I had a terrible meal.
Absolutely. I cut my lip on a shell. I found a shell in a hamburger.
Right.
You know.
How do you get that?
How do you get that?
There was a shrimp fin in my spaghetti.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, it's been working.
And they mail you coupons.
Yeah, it's been working great, man. I'm eating for you.
next week on Peter's, Peter's going to receive a stipend of about fucking $7.85 when he goes
careful.
To Publix to get back his BOGO special.
Yeah, you have to be very careful, though, because sometimes you like Darden restaurants or something. Yeah. They own like a bunch of different.
Right.
So, you know, once you call an 800,
you register.
On the other they know that, oh, Olive Garden. Outback, this, you know, you got to watch the chains. So
right, yeah,
make
yeah,
sure
yeah.
That you're not,
I think it's like Longhorn, Bahama Breeze, Olive Garden, right, Carrabba's, they're all like in the same.
So, yeah, so you pick the best one of those four and the most expensive meal that you had there.
Listen to the strategy. So,
you have to strategize.
Peter's going to write a book on how to avoid being homeless.
Yeah, you want
to
hear something funny, man? This, you know, Jeff Cross, very famous offensive lineman.
Right.
Offense or defense, Miami Dolphins for years,
right.
Jeff Cross. The guy is a coupon clipper, and he actually goes on websites and shows how you could save thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but every time I see one of these shows, they're either getting their like shampoo, conditioner, fucking soap, deodorant,
stuff you buy like
toothpaste.
Once every 2 months.
Those are the things that they get in bulk. It's like you're not getting actual fucking food.
Oh yes, they are. You can get food. There's all kinds of people.
Right.
Yeah, like beefaroni, 20 cans. Who the fuck
tuna,
wants that?
Tuna fish.
It's all you eat.
Yeah.
Listen,
you're not going to do that with a steak. You're not going to go there and say, "Look, I just ordered a fucking ribeye, and I cooked it at home."
Unless you're like fucking getting a bomb shelter together or a nuclear fallout shelter.
Yeah.
I don't know about couponing. Because you're not getting anything that's like, you can't get meats or fresh stuff, vegetables, anything fresh. It's all going to be canned goods and fucking mouthwash.
My wife, listen, my 20
bottles for 5 cents.
My wife, just because of a coupon, almost made me buy like a year's supply of fucking chlorine for the pool.
Right.
She goes, you know, if we buy it this way, it'll be only this much. I'm like, well... Yeah, then everything in the goddamn garage is going to corrode away because of all the fucking chlorine we have in those tablets.
Right.
We had so much chlorine at one time, it completely ruined my Ping Xing golf clubs.
Oh, you're
They all got
me.
Pitted and fucking ruined because there was so much chlorine in the corner of the garage.
But they were clean.
Yeah.
They were spotless.
Horrible. Oh, man.
Speaking of golf, you don't watch the Masters, do you?
I did. This year.
Do you?
Yeah, you didn't watch it?
First of all, I think it's offensive. When you got a black guy playing on a guy, and it's called Masters. I mean, that's not.
I'm going to let you stay on that one.
I don't know.
That needs work, Peter.
That's all you, man.
Well, I just came over that.
We're going to leave you alone, those racist type rants.
No, I think I'm in support of the fact that that's fucked up. And now the first year.
It's not fucked up. It's been the Masters, name the Masters. By the way, I work with I was speaking with somebody today. They were a boat captain.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they call that is being a master. That's like, you know, that's the industry terminology
for a master and commander.
Master.
And the head guy who puts the worms on the hooks on a fishing boat?
I don't know what that person
is. He's the master baiter.
There you go. Nice one.
That came full
Speaking
circle.
Of masturbator, naked woman. You guys see the video of Cosby going to trial and that woman jumping out in front of him?
I have to see it.
It's great.
She jumped, and then they attack her and they fall into a bush. And she's coming out of the bush with her titties. No, I mean... It's funny because the whole time Cosby's sitting there, you know, being held by his whoever guy's walking with him, and he's smiling fucking ear to ear.
Well,
he's
allegedly
titties.
Blind. He can't see. He's blind.
Oh, is he?
So imagine him going, doing a double take, and he's claiming he's blind. You know, wouldn't that be funny?
He's got a boner. Naked right? woman in front of him. He's got a boner. I thought you were blind.
Yeah.
I can sense her.
Yeah.
But, body paint all over herself and jumped out there. She had been.
Shave?
She just had her top off.
Oh.
She wasn't completely naked. I get it. I guess that's a way to try to grab attention, being naked. Like, but the guy's a sex. Like, to me, this is the weird part. He's a sex offender,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to jump in front of him naked?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
It's like if somebody's being accused of cannibalism and walking up and putting ketchup on your arm.
What, should she throw Jell-O at him?
What do you want to do? But make do something. Toss, you know, do Jell-O something. Yeah. Throw pills at him.
Yeah.
Right? Like throw a bunch of Quaaludes at him.
Yeah.
Throw a pillow at him and sleepy time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I don't, but you know, is anybody?
I think that, I mean, maybe the mentality is that a woman's body isn't a sexual object and shouldn't be seen as such.
Not to me.
So she jumps out with no shirt on. Like,
I love him.
You need to look at me as a human being and a person, not just this sexy woman with boobs.
Yeah, well,
I think that's
kind of hard to do when you see nipples.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you know, once you see nipples, you're like, is there a message here?
Right.
Was somebody trying to make a message?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Terrible.
Is he going to make it through trial, this guy? I mean, he's, you know, I mean, you know, at this point, no one, I mean, his life is over. I mean, you know, there's nothing, what do we care anymore about him?
Does he still have money like that?
Yeah.
I'm hoping, I imagine. He's with that
saying,
Cosby,
what's Cosby's
money?
Net worth still?
Well, they stopped, they don't air any of his shows anymore, right?
They're no.
Not, that's not
nobody
true. They are on.
They are?
They are on.
Where? Stuff. What channel?
BET, my brother.
BET still
every
runs the Cosby
day.
Show?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
That's nice.
No,
good for
I
them.
I think it's pretty offensive.
You're being real. You're being offended.
I'm telling you, man.
You're really. You're being offended late. You've been real offended.
Listen, this is a guy who. This is over 60 women.
Right.
And here's the also bad news that they're not introducing. They did allow one woman to, you know, from a former thing. He paid some chick, some woman, $1.3 million.
Right.
To, you know, to shut the fuck up. And
right.
Now they're gonna finally introduce that in this trial, I think so. But what, he's 80 years old. What are they gonna do to this guy? How long is he gonna last in jail?
Speaking of paying people to shut up, Stormy Daniels, basically the DOJ, Division of Justice or something, and the and Mueller have gone and confiscated the attorney, Trump's attorney, who was handling the Stormy Daniels situation.
Right.
And and he had mentioned on Twitter that, you know, so much for a client. You know, lawyer privilege, which what's going to happen, though, is these people are going to go into this guy's lawyer and there's going to be a clean team. There's actually registered people with the judiciary system are going to sit there while those lawyers go in there, look at the information, and go, this has nothing to do. This has his client's information. You can't look at it.
Right. Listen, they took
Stormy Daniels wasn't his client.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They took his cell phone. They took his laptop. They took all his files. They took.
But do you think this guy's so stupid to have all that shit still on there? You think this stuff is gone?
Mm,
I mean, I know the FBI, if you even delete something, you still find
they
it.
They can recover it, yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, it's all there in that back. If you really want to, you got to do the old you know, Hillary Clinton method. You know, she's the only one who really knows how to get rid of the information. So they say.
What? Eat Janet Reno?
Yeah.
Is that how they did that?
By the way, you got Mark Piccaroni to quit his job and go shopping. He's just getting out the BOGO specials.
That, I'm telling you, it works, Mark. And you can actually, if you want to, get all the cancer. Fuck the beefaroni, man. There's a market for it. Go down to Sistrunk. Go down to all these places. Stand on the corner. Set up a stand. Give that half-price beefaroni out to these people.
Right. That's nice of you. Boy,
so you're trying to get it at free cost, free, and sell it?
At half price.
At half price.
Sure, why not? If I'm not going to eat it, you're objected to beefaroni. I mean, I don't eat it either.
50% markup.
It's shit. Have you had, when was the last time you had fucking a beefaroni?
Never
or
in my
life. What is it, ravioli? I don't know, raviolis. Chef Boyardee, that's what it is. It's disgusting. SpaghettiOs are the fucking worst thing that ever was created.
Yeah.
Fucking fight me if you think
and
I'm
now,
wrong.
And now
anybody
knock
disagree
the
with poor
now you knock the Italians.
Come on now. You call that? That's like calling Olive Garden fucking gourmet Italian food. It's and those are some of the coupons you're getting over here.
Yeah, by the way, Olive Garden stole my my invention of the
breadstick.
Chicken Parmigiana lasagna.
They did?
That was my famous dish that I've been making for years.
That's right.
Right? You know I've been making
That's the first thing you eat when you go on a diet.
Yeah, that's my
that's your diet.
That's my go-to. Like, you know, it's a big party, somebody wants me to cook something.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I cook, the chicken Parmigiana lasagna.
Dougie's the human Garfield.
That's right.
The whole tray of lasagna.
Fuck yeah, man. I'll eat the shit out of some lasagna.
I know what? I don't know the last time
you like
the
sloppy lasagna or like the real clean one that, like a cake?
No, you got to have
some slop.
Of course, there's got to be sauce.
Beef and rigotte.
You got to have a ton of
mozzarella.
Mozzarella. You got to have the everything, the, you know, asiago on top, shaved.
But is that, do you like it when it falls apart on the plate in a big sloppy mess?
No, it comes out like a
slice of fucking cake?
No, it can still.
And you see the layers?
Kind of like, my mother used to make it real slop. Yes. Like, there was so much stuff in it, you couldn't help but have it go all over the place.
Yeah.
you know, and it was delicious because it was like it wasn't dry. Like sometimes it's like a cake, it's too dry.
It's no true, sauce, right? True. You need more
sauce in there. There's no way it could be like a cake if it had enough sauce.
Italians,
it's got to be a nice balance.
Italians gravy lasagna. After they plate it,
they put the sauce on top of it. Correct. Yep.
And then when you cook Italian dishes, like when I used to cook in an Italian restaurant, when I was in high school. You prep, so you'd like chicken cutlets. You'd half cook the chicken.
Yes.
You know, you just prepare some of that stuff and some eggplant. Just lightly fry it a little bit. You know, so it's there. And then you put them in a baking dish, like you said, a little bit of tomato sauce first
on the bottom of the dish.
Then you put the chicken. Mm-hmm. Then you put the mozzarella. You know, you put a little sauce in the mozzarella. And so there you go.
Mozzarella. Please.
Okay. It's mozzarella. Okay. It's mozzarella.
I'm going to give you Italian lessons.
All right. Yeah, thanks.
Calabar.
Thanks. Go get circumcised.
I have a cousin. By the way, Italian. Jew marries this Italian. She's off the boat Italian. I mean, and it's so funny because now we go to dinner, and she'll order. I'll have the. And he'll go, I'll have the. He's Jewish, trying to sound like Italian, and he just doesn't work. You know,
what a poser.
But it's so funny. This, you know.
Can I get the fried squid rings? Yeah. Please.
Yeah. I need the octopusy stuff.
Squeal.
Oh, God.
Delicious.
Wife cooked up a storm yesterday. Ciro and Ethan got to eat after the show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they were talking about a little I guess that's the Monday
morning.
It just happened. It just happened to be just you know.
Just happened.
Vicariously just happened to be, just happened.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Tuesday, we get the scraps.
Got to find a new barber.
All right.
Get my haircut
Don't
somewhere
go
else
crazy
now.
Now.
Okay. So what did you eat?
Lo mein, you heard?
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
Plenty of stories.
I hope so.
Now, this story that, Peter, you had shared with me.
Yes.
By the way, this is in Florida, right, I believe? But this woman, let's start with the story I had here. How about that? Right. Startling signs you're going to die from a heart complications.
Is this like a list of things that you need to look out for?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You know, like...
Top signs
like
you're
gonna
die.
Found like these, like I have like like a cross in my earlobe.
Yeah.
Like a line through my earlobe because it means your blood vessels are shrinking.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You know? So that's not a good thing.
So that means your heart's going to explode.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that means your blood vessels are shrinking, which means your vascularity, which is your fluid blood flow, whatever.
It's getting less
it's
and less.
A bad thing.
So how do you get that out?
You have a crease in your earlobe. It's like a line that goes through your earlobe. That means you're probably a candidate of getting a heart attack.
Either that or when you get somebody ripped the earring out of it. And You know, you ever see chicks when they fight, they go right for the earring. They rip
of course. That's why girls always take them out first.
Oh, they do?
They say, hold my earrings, hold my shoes.
Yeah, that's right.
Hold my hair.
They pull a razor blade out of their mouth. In New York, they do that. They carry razor blades in their mouth.
I know.
You snore a lot.
Do you snore?
I only snore when I'm on my back.
So you're two for two right now. You got the crease in the ear. You snore. All right.
I have film of him trying to roll over at night. It's hysterical, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, good.
It's because you weren't done blowing me yet. But you have a constant stomach pain.
Uh-oh. How's your stomach?
I'm fine. I don't feel a problem with that.
No? How many times did you go to the bathroom today?
Four. You're always exhausted.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I like taking naps lately, you know.
You could be overexhausted if you sleep too much. Too.
It's a sign of depression.
That's true.
Sleeping is a major sign of depression.
You don't want to do anything.
Yeah, you don't want to do anything. You're not going to sleep.
You have no motivation.
You have frequent dizzy spells.
Mm. Well, that's because you do too many drugs. Stop huffing that glue, Dougie.
Listen, why are you talking about me here?
This is your, but the list, we're just, I mean, I don't know why.
You have a chronic cough. That or you smoke a lot of weed.
You've had a chronic cough.
I remember one time I went to a doctor, admitted I'd smoked at the time, and there's an Indian woman. She goes, you want to have a heart attack? I'm like, where the fuck is that coming from?
From smoking weed?
Yeah, because it affects your blood vessels. It restricts your flow of blood a little bit, and that's a problem with that. Anyway, listen.
Yeah, but they say like CBD oil and cannabis cures cancer.
Yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with a heart attack. So if you have a chronic cough and you're always coughing, listen, my wife is like a fucking human sound machine now. She blows her nose every morning early. She has her allergies. She's like, it's like trying to fall asleep to next to Doc Severinsen when he's fucking tuning up his trumpet.
I feel so bad for her.
And her cough is just like, it's, you know.
Nose spray?
What?
Does she use nose spray at all or no?
Dude, this is when she had the flu. There's another one. There's a pain in your throat. Well, I got a pain in my ass right now.
Who hasn't had a sore throat before? That's not a good indicator.
Well, there, you always have a pain in your throat. That's from the acid reflux of the... You got that kind of shit? You're nauseated all the time. Always feeling a little unsettled.
Only on Tuesdays.
You have swollen ankles and feet. I'm pretty good there.
Hard to tell.
Yeah, they're fat. I got some Fred Flintstone ankles. Admit. Got some big, thick calves.
Why could you water ski on your fucking feet?
You're confused. What are we doing?
Wait, you're confused is the fucking thing?
Yeah, you're always like bewildered, like easily like, what's going on?
Oh, my God. Wow.
You feel like you have indigestion. Seems to be a lot of things with the stomach. Stomach seems to tell you a lot. That you can imagine, like, my stomach's telling me I'm going to have a heart attack. You sweat profusely. I am a sweater. You know, I sweat my ass off at the alumni game this weekend. It was 10 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you're running around playing fucking soccer. Well, you're the goalie.
Well, I was playing on the field, too.
10 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
That was the game. There is a pain shooting down your arm. Well, that's what they say is right about when you're about to have a heart attack.
Which arm, though?
The left.
The left.
Yeah, it's the left arm.
Right?
Yes.
You experience frequent heartburn. Not a good sign.
Well, that's, I mean, I
that, see, that could be that, you know, a friend of mine, my poor friend Robert, man. Oh, he had this terrible heartburn. They said, right. It's acid reflux. Try Prilosec. Try Prilosec for 2 weeks. It didn't help. Oh, you've got GERD. Take this, you know, prescription medication for it.
Right.
A month went by. Nothing helped. Finally, he goes and gets in this thing down his throat. And finally, he had a tumor the size of a baseball on his stomach.
Holy shit.
Right. So, you know, all these people with this, go to the doctor, everybody. When you have a problem, go to the fucking doctor. Period.
You have
please,
a feeling.
Please.
Go check
to the
it
goddamn
out.
Doctor, please.
Bottling it all up if you're just somebody who doesn't get angry. Well, I let things go, so I'm pretty good about that.
Shit, man.
Peter, you'll never have a heart attack if that's the case.
I had a huge fight at my complex this weekend with some old man who blew his nose in the pool.
Ew.
Standing in the pool and blew his nose. I mean, let me tell you. And I ripped him, and people yelled at me for yelling at an old man. I said,
really?
Why don't you yell at the guy for blowing his nose? How dare you yell at me when this disgusting creature...
Are you calling him names, though? You're like calling him like you old cocksucker or something like that?
No, I didn't really curse. I just said you're a disgusting individual. I said you should...
You need a TV show, man. Yeah. Like, how come there's no 55 and over community, like, reality shows?
That Peter's Place.
The shit that goes down.
It's
Peter's Place.
Stuff, yeah. Yeah.
Peter's
it's
Place.
Heavy stuff, man. The stuff
smoking. It's a good sign that you're about to... You shouldn't be smoking.
What do you mean? If smoke's coming out of your ears?
Yeah.
You're about to have a heart attack? I don't know what you mean.
I'm smoking.
Bad sleep habits. I heard that. A lot of people that are older, like 90s, they said the key is to have a regular sleep. Like, you go to bed at a certain time and wake up.
They're afraid
to. The more you stick to that regimen, the longer you're going
to
live.
I don't want to go to sleep. I might not wake up. That's what they're... They're up all night, man, these people.
Sugar consumption.
Uh-oh.
It's a high sign of it. Taking certain medications, okay. And
heroin?
What else we have?
Is that a medication?
Yeah, that's a...
Crack, cocaine.
Cocaine. Cocaine will give you a heart attack.
Yes, it will.
And neglecting exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every morning, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, wife and I head out.
You're kidding me.
Yep.
Where do you go? Arby's? Denny's? Where do you go?
Yeah, I work out. That's one of my gyms at McDonald's.
No, seriously, are you back in the gym? I'm happy to
every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
That's great, man.
Yeah, you're right. So those are some signs that you might be having a heart attack or having a heart
that and the
issue
spittle
or be suffering from a heart attack.
The spittle rolling out of your mouth, your eyes are curly, and you shit your pants. That's also a very good sign that you're having a heart attack.
That you're not home for dinner. That's a sign you're probably having a heart attack.
Your car smashed into a fucking tree, and you're clutching your chest.
You wake up in the emergency room.
Now, you know, the post office has been in the news lately because, you know, Trump was talking about how Amazon screws the post office. But former postman found with 400 kilograms of undelivered mail in Italy. Hey, I was going to get to it.
You know what a kilo is? Know what a kilo is?
Yeah. Ton?
A kilo is 2.2 pounds.
Oh.
So how many did he have?
400 kilograms.
He had 1,000 pounds of people's mail. That would fill like your entire house, maybe.
A man who quit his job in Turin in 2017 says he didn't deliver any mail for 3 years because his salary was too low. Ah, you don't have to pay me enough. I hold on to the mail.
I'll see if there's any checks in here I can cash.
A former Italian postman is facing charges after police found 400 kilograms of undelivered mail stashed in his home in the northern city of Turin. Police said 33-year-old, who has not been named, told police officers he did not deliver any mail for 3 years because his salary was too low.
Imagine I ask him his name and he pulls out. Here, it's one of these. He pulls out. Just keep chatting him different envelopes. Here, here's my mail.
Felipe
look, it's
Macaroni.
It's a me. No, it's a me. This might be me.
I changed my name a lot and my address. The stash was discovered after the man was stopped during a routine road check. Turin police said in a statement he was found in possession of 20 centimeters long folding knife and 70 letters were found on his back seat of his car.
She said it was a letter opener.
Yeah.
No, I just had to buy a letter opener. I got a little smell.
Now that's a knife. Yeah. Sensing something was amiss, police then went to his home where they found a further 40 boxes of undelivered mail. Bank statements, bills, and otherwise private correspondence. There was even a letter in there with Ed McMahon saying, you may be a winner.
Right.
It wasn't paid. Can you imagine people are like, I never got the letter. I mailed the letter. You telling me you never got the letter? I tell you, I don't get a letter. You telling me the mail didn't come to your house? Yeah, I never got your letter.
January. I sent you a picture of myself naked. You know, some chick sends her fucking boyfriend, you know. Hey, look at me.
Why don't you answer me? I sent you a picture of my big vagina. You know, answer back with a dick peek.
It looks like a spaghetti.
Yeah, your dick looks like a little sausage. What happened to you?
So I wonder what they do with you. First of all, someone's got to deliver all that mail.
Now, right? Now it's like, okay, it's a little late.
Still?
It's 3 years old.
Yeah, wow. Look,
again, going to get a bank statement from 3 years ago?
Well, Publishers Clearinghouse, you won. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Look at all these timeshares I could have went to.
Wow, they could have fucked that.
Look
Amazon
at all these
up.
2-for-1 specials. I could have bought the ravioli. Mm. Here's a story from the police. Woman claims wind blew cocaine into her purse. This is a pretty famous story out here now in Florida.
That's really? Great.
Fort Pierce, Florida authorities say a woman is blaming a windy day for the cocaine that police found in her purse.
That's the most ridiculous thing.
Which is the second excuse after, it ain't mine. WPLJ reported Kinesia Posey was one of the two passengers in the car stopped by Fort Pierce police in late March. Police say an officer smelled marijuana, and then after searching the car, cocaine and marijuana in separate bags. Yeah, well, you usually don't commingle those two. Were found inside a purse on Posey's lap. Authorities say they questioned Posey about the drugs. According to the police report, authorities say questioned Posey about the drugs. According to the police report, Posey responded, "It's a windy day. It must have flown in through the window and into my purse." Oddly enough, that's the same excuse when my wife, girlfriend at the time, found a condom in my car. It must have stuck to my foot from the parking lot. It stuck to my foot. It was sticky.
And she believed
me. She's the same girl who was like, when she got caught cheating, yeah, his dick just fell in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's windy.
I asked if I could use the phone, and he put his dick in my mouth, and she did seemed
admit,
good enough.
She did admit that the pot was hers.
Yeah.
And it landed right next to the coke land right next to it.
Some mushrooms blew in my purse, but I threw those out first. Yeah. I don't do mushrooms. Posey was charged with felony count of cocaine possession and misdemeanor count of marijuana possession. She was, you never see. That's why cocaine has a much bigger.
Just
like
throw
if, you
it
had,
out
if,
the window.
If you had ecstasy pills, that's even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. Those don't blow in the wind. You'd have a hard time explaining that one.
Some guy last week, was stopped at a traffic stop or whatever the fuck, and he ate 7 grams of cocaine and died like an hour later in the county jail.
Yeah?
Yeah, he just exploded and shit, something.
He had it in his body?
Yeah, he ate it. He was pulled over. He ate fucking a quarter ounce of cocaine.
Why would you do that?
Why?
Well, I mean, obviously, he's trying not to get caught.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to get caught, but I'll be dead.
He didn't think he was going to have a heart, you know. You don't think you're going to check out until you get very high.
speaking of irony and hypocrisy, busted. That's what do you think I'm going to go? Busted.
Something about a bus.
A bus.
All right. Well, there you go. Superintendent gets warning for passing school bus. You know, there's certain rules when you drive a car. if you're on a 2 or 3 lane highway and a bus stops and puts those things out to stop, everybody that's heading in that same direction have to stop.
Yeah, I had an idiot try to like almost rear end me the other day, and I'm like, "There's a fucking bus right there. Chill the fuck out. We have to stop." Right.
School bus, not a city bus.
Yeah, school bus.
Right.
School bus signs out, kids trying to cross the street.
Right.
And I slowed down, and I'm in the left lane. The bus is in the right lane, and the guy behind me is coming at like 50 miles an hour and either doesn't realize that we're stopping.
He's probably on his phone.
Yeah, probably on his fucking phone. Almost destroyed my car.
You watched the rear view window. Yeah. This guy, and you tense up.
I move forward a little bit. I never stop when it's like when we're in traffic. I always stop enough that there's room that I can move forward when the car behind me gets a little closer because I don't trust them. But yeah.
But if you take your foot off the thing and your brake light goes off, then they think you're moving, and all of a sudden you get fucking smashed too.
That's true.
Well, you got to be careful. Well, the one thing is you got to be careful because if you do that, there's no one in front of you. Because if you move forward to try not to get hit, but then you hit the person in front of you, now you're ticketed because you didn't have a safe distance. And you know, and here's the thing: if you know the car is going to slam into you, some people put their head down. You need to put your head flat up against that fucking head brace.
Yeah.
So that way, when you get hit, you don't suffer from whiplash.
Right.
You know? Yeah, if you put your head forward and you get hit, you're going to pull back and fly back. And
especially if you have an airbag and it sends you flying back anyway, man.
Right.
It's true.
Well, if you get hit in the back, your airbag shouldn't go off.
Yes, it does.
Your airbags go off if you get hit in the rear?
I think your airbags go off. If you get hit at an impact that is hard enough, your airbags go off.
In Melbourne, Florida, authorities say a Florida superintendent was pulled over for illegally passing a school bus as police were running a bus safety campaign. Florida Today reports that Superintendent of Brevard Public Schools, Desmond Blackburn, was driving his district-issued SUV the morning of March 27 when he was stopped and given a warning.
Blackburn driving in the dead of night. Watch those fucking kids. You're going to kill them.
Going to run them over them right.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't got time to stop my Blackburn. Police agreed February 26th until March as part of Operation Busted. A police spokesman says officers issued 115 tickets and 14 warnings for failure to stop at school. People are fucking ignorant. You're right. Like this didn't happen to me too long ago. I'm on the left lane of a 3-lane and I'm stopping. The guy behind me's honking. He's like, "You can fucking go." "You can fucking go." I stuck my head out like, "You're a fucking idiot."
Right.
You know, people like get to give advice on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They showed on TV last night in the news where this guy in a motorcycle got hit by a car. It was like a road rage incident. And the guy turned into the motorcycle, and the guy was like, but the guy in the motorcycle was like, the victim was like, "I was just trying to wave at the guy, you know, like telling him to pull over. First of all, who the fuck are you? Like, if someone, I don't give a fuck, guy in a motorcycle. You ever watch Mad Max? You think I'm going to fucking pull over at some guy in a motorcycle? You. But he wasn't. He was like hitting the car with his hand and shit. And the guy said, "Fuck you." And he fucking ran the bike off the road.
Yeah.
I mean, right there, I have no sympathy. I have no sympathy for that asshole. He was asking for it. Number one. And number two, I don't have any sympathy for fuck the guy because he's got like hundreds of dollars of damage now because he got mad at somebody.
Yeah.
Well, if you're an idiot in a motorcycle, you shouldn't be hitting on a car because you're going to get murdered.
Yeah.
You're obviously in a position of no, you're going to die.
Yeah.
At a lesser advantage.
Yes, absolutely.
You're picking a fight with a guy in a car. That's like being in a fucking little, you know, like a little Celica, Toyota Celica, a little Camry, or, you know, some little fucking Corolla, and some guy in a semi is like, you're like, "Fuck you," you know, driving in front of the guy.
Right.
I've seen people just blow those people off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Like they cut in front.
Over. Oh,
they just get right on them, and they're pushing them.
Yeah.
And they stop. They think the guy's going to stop. He's nice. No, he's not nice. Truck drivers aren't nice.
No, he just got blown by a transvestite at the last rest stop, and he was pissed.
Yeah.
He reached over,
of
found
course.
A dick. He was pissed.
Hey, speaking of transvestites, right? This is an odd story.
You're kidding.
You know, we have men that want to become women, and they go through they have women that become men, right? There's people that are
transgender,
and they go through the process of regenerize. I don't know what it is.
Gender reassignment surgery,
right?
What do you know so much about this?
I know a lot about a lot of
Elgin used to be Eldris.
Ellison.
Elgina Divina.
Elgina Divina. That's my stage name.
That's my drag stage name.
But here's a weird thing. A female lion with a mane.
Well, you're kidding.
But now has died in Oklahoma City Zoo.
Why?
Well, because...
Humiliated?
Because all the other lions
make
are
fun
like,
of them?
Make up your fucking mind.
Right.
The Oklahoma City Zoo says an 18-year-old African lioness that mysteriously sprouted a mane last year has now died.
So last year, she just all of a sudden grew his mane.
Lady tigers, women tigers don't grow manes. That's the guy.
They wax. Don't they?
They keep that shit
would
straight.
You fucking want to eat a tiger's pussy if there was a big hairy mane? Shit like that?
The zoo says the lioness named Bridget was euthanized on Wednesday after a veterinarian team determined she was likely suffering from heart failure or infection.
Why did she? Was she coughing a lot?
And she oddly enough had some she had a crease in her earlobe.
Anal leakage?
It must have had some kind of hormone. You know
imbalance.
What I mean? Imbalance.
Her left arm.
It was a fucked up.
Listen.
No, we don't want to say that. We don't want to say that people like this are fucked up.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. You ever seen an Italian grandmother?
Please. They have their own manes.
They fucking start growing mustaches and beards and shit. Please. There's a certain period of your life when, what gender you are,
last month
coming
the zoo,
out of everywhere. Ears.
Last month, the zoo said that Bridget appeared to be in good health after lab results explained why she had grown a mane, which is usually only on the male lions. The testing found that Bridget had an elevated level of endostrostrogen.
Estrogen. Oh, and what?
Androstendion, a hormone that can contribute to development of male features in lions, I
Interesting.
Guess. Yeah, androstendion.
I wonder if that's from diet. Maybe from eating some of that fucking...
Too many trainers?
Ravioli and...
Yeah, beefaroni.
Beefaroni.
Yeah.
No, but there's got to be...
Stop letting Peter fucking feed the lions.
I'll bet.
He's like, 2-for-1 beefaronis.
He's coming into
2-for-1.
He's giving them fucking raviolis.
I'll bet it's environmental, you know.
You think?
I wonder if that was the oldest female lion in the place, 18. How long did they live, these people?
What, do you think she transformed into
a male? But I'm just thinking.
To run the pride?
It might have been the oldest one that they've been, right. You know, had. That, you know, and they all maybe get hairy. They just haven't had one live long enough to be able to tell.
Maybe there's a chemical plant nearby the fucking Oklahoma City zoo, and maybe they're drinking some water from Flint.
Maybe it's like Jurassic Park. You know how nature will find a way.
So even like now you're having transvestite, transgender lions.
Yeah.
Rawr. here's a funny story. I like watching
roar.
I like watching the
roar.
I'm gonna bite you. I like watching the Wheel of Fortune. That's something I enjoy watching.
On you. I love the Wheel of Fortune.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Here's the embarrassing Wheel of Fortune will remind you to enunciate clearly. Mm-hmm. Poor Johnny will probably have nightmares about flamingos for the rest of his life. The Wheel of Fortune contestant perpetrated perhaps the biggest game show fail ever, a simple facepalm inducing a mispronunciation, which lost him $7,100. Johnny had completed the puzzle, which read "Flamenco dance lessons." Mm-hmm. It's a Latin gentleman, you know.
Oh,
flamenco.
You wear the clickety click click.
Flamenco.
They use the clickety click.
Castanets.
It's a flamenco dance lessons, but he pronounced it as flamingo, which led the host Pat Sajak to call him a dumbass. Pat's professional. Declaring his answer to be wrong, Johnny looked confused until Sajak moved on to the next contestant who correctly said flamenco. Wildly enough, was a gay male guy from Miami.
It is spelled completely different. One is F-L-A-M-E-N-C-O.
Right. Yeah.
And A-N-G-O, now this is Wheel of Fortune, meaning what was it? Was it the thing
but
that
it was all,
guessed?
It was there. It was there to read. It was all
and
out.
And you're kidding
me.
He
just misread it. He just fucking.
I would have given it to the fucking.
You can't, though. The judges are in their back saying, can't do it.
That's
it happens on Jeopardy all the time, too. People
really?
Pronounce shit wrong.
Yeah. They have one little, it's flamingo.
What if somebody says potato?
They would get it wrong.
Instead of potato.
This is in England, dude.
Potato.
Alex would be like.
I've got a potato.
No, this was Germany. Our last two stories. Man stabs boss after being fired from a restaurant.
And I don't blame him.
At least he sharpened a knife first.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, you have a good cut.
Did he use the right knife? I mean, you know.
You're using a chef knife, not a paring knife, you idiot. It says here that, these fucking ads that pop up when you're trying to read a story. In Gwinnett County, Georgia, police have arrested a man after they say he stabbed his manager after being fired on Friday.
Hmm.
So much for the exit interview. Gwinnett County police were called to an on-the-border Mexican grill and cantina in Pleasant Hill Road near Duluth after reports of a man being stabbed. Police say the man, a manager at the restaurant, was stabbed in the neck.
Ooh.
by 44-year-old Kelsey Ingram.
He was going to kill him then.
While he was in the process of firing Ingram. Ingram had been an employee of the restaurant for 10 years.
Wow.
Officials say Ingram fled the scene after stabbing and later turned himself into detectives because realizing, where am I going to run to? They know it's me.
Yeah.
Well, just today, he had a coupon for a free meal.
Yeah, I could use this before it expires.
All right, he had to go back.
The victim, whose name was not been released at this time, has been taken to hospital with severe injuries. Doesn't say if he's lived or died, but he probably won't be singing karaoke anytime soon.
Listen, you know the Greek restaurant around the corner from New York Comedy Club, and now, you know, Black Box?
Right.
Five, 6 years ago, the dishwasher there stabbed the owner to death in the dining room in the middle of Saturday night dinner. They had some argument in the kitchen. The guy comes out, and he stabs.
Right.
Killed the guy in the... Right, you remember that. Standing right in the middle of the restaurant, man. Saturday night.
Well, they won't be working in the prison kitchen.
Well, we all know that there's violence at soccer games, and Russia's going to be hosting the World Cup this summer.
Russia is?
And Russia is preparing for this. Femmes fatales, Russian, quote, hooli girls, train in mass brawls as they prepare to attack England fans at the World Cup of 2018.
Oh, so they're preparing to riot on the England fans.
Shocking pictures and video obtained by The Sun Online show two teams of female ultras launching into bloody fist fights in snowy forests last month. The girl thugs are seen brawling in the snow, and they prepare to target English fans.
Mm.
And Russian online viewers of the battle say it would be fun to see the women unleashed on English supporters arriving in the World Cup in June.
It's like, here's how we're going to beat them in the fight. We'll just beat each other up so much, we'll be so fucked up, they won't know what to do.
Well, the first thing the women do is they stand there and like, you want to fight me? And they pull their shirt off, and they got titties, and the guy gets distracted, and then they stab him in the throat with a knife.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. That's what they do?
Two groups of seven Yabodas line up in the remote spot before charging at each other with fists and feet a-flailing. Within seconds, a girl in black sprints to the melee and Alexei's arrival. The gangs kick him. It's a big gang fight. You ever been in a gang fight? Like a soccer game?
Oh, yeah. I've been in a bunch of gang fights.
No, I mean, like,
all
like
the
a
time.
Group, like a baseball game.
We used to gang
game,
fight
like,
all the time.
Yeah. You never had something like that? Like, we had, like, in high school, Coconut Creek against Coral Springs High School when I was a freshman. Big fight broke out. Everybody's fighting. We ran off the bench. Big, you know, bench clearing brawl, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Been in plenty of those.
No. I stabbed a couple people.
You got to punch and move, man. Punch and move. You don't want to stand around. You don't square off with somebody. You just punch somebody, keep moving, punch somebody else. You got to keep moving.
You got to stay low.
Damn.
That's my thing.
Well, we
can't avoid that.
I just stab knees and ankles. It's just better watch out.
Who the hell keeps hitting me? Oh, it's that guy down there. I don't know what happened.
Get up, you coward. I am standing up.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Wow. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the World Cup this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see if there's any craziness in the stands.
Who do you want to win?
I don't know. There's a lot of people that normally are in it that aren't even in it this year. So,
hey, is this guy gonna
England,
get this...
U.S. not in it?
Is this guy Beckham going to get this thing off the ground in Miami?
I don't know. Listen, would I look like Beckham's assistant?
No, but you look like you're dialed into the fucking community.
I know, but I don't know what's going on. But I think it's going to happen at some point.
Right. It probably won't happen for the next like 10 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's taking forever for them just to get the property.
They got to find a location still and everything. At any rate, by the way, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Mm-mm. That's it already.
That's it,
man.
I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us today.
It's always a pleasure.
Of course, Elgin David.
Thanks for having me, guys.
By the way, guys, we hope it happens, but this Saturday, I'll be your headliner at the PGA Arts Center in Palm Beach Gardens. Call today if you can for tickets, because if you don't, they're probably going to kibosh the show, from what I understand.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. I mean, the guy who's actually booking it, said that they only had like 30 tickets sold.
Who's the headliner?
Me. 888-701-4447, 888-701-4447, Palm Beach Gardens, the PGA Arts Center. Next week, I'm going to be in Vero Beach at the Comedy Zone at the Riverside Theater on Friday and Saturday, two shows each night. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie, and join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Go to our archive site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Become a patron. You can donate $1 a month, $2 a month. Money goes to gas money for the co-hosts. And, of course, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Elgin?
You can follow me on Instagram at Elgin David.
Peter?
Follow me to the ER. I've got left arm pain and coughing and stuff.
Somebody's got to take a shit. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Next week, all new shows. We'll be right here, right back at the same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.